Of course, you have those couple of Clemson fans who are, you know, dumb enough to want Clemson to lose. I mean, you know, it's amazing. You're going to get PJ Hall back, and people should be ecstatic. Yeah. But you get a couple, you know, of just sad sacks who just want to be miserable all the time. You know, again, they're responding to other people on Twitter about that tweet. Just to clarify, in case you don't understand the tweet, it's about PJ Hall. PJ Hall, I believe, is coming back to Clemson, and that'll be great news. And it'll be great news for the university, for the school. This is an NCAA tournament team. It was an NCAA tournament team last year. They should have been in the tournament. Anyone with an IQ over 50 knows that. And that's really where the conversation should stop. I don't care what happened 12 years ago. I don't give a rat's A about that. It just is of no consequence to me. In the here and now, you know, for example, you know, people think NC State is a good basketball team. There are people who are crediting them with getting in the tournament. Brad Brunell has beaten them 6 straight times. He's beaten their brains in. 6. Not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4. 6. Let me tell you about my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for 4 generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap's dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why a large portion of our business comes from previous customers and referrals. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference. They've been serving the upstate and the Midlands since 1935, family-owned and operated across 4 generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, 5-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, online, gilstrapproofing.com. Imagine, Ramona, being a Clemson basketball fan, learning that your star player is returning and being so miserable that your answer is about Brad Brunell. I mean, it's just insane. Be better fans. That's what I would tell you. Joe in Virginia. Joe, what's going on, Joe?
How's it going? Well, I'm doing better than my Celtics.
Oh, you're Celtics. You know, you don't need to worry about the on and off Jekyll and Hyde thing anymore, Joe. You just plain suck all the time now.
Yeah. At least we're going to get a new coach. I mean, I guess.
Are you?
I also think, well, I mean, you want to keep him after that.
Well, I think that he's a young coach who was put in a difficult situation. I think if, you know, I mean, yeah. Are we really going to let the Miami Heat fire all of the coaches in the Eastern Conference?
Apparently. I wanted this guy gone a long time ago. In fairness, Walt, I never thought this coach had it. I just never thought he, this on-the-job training business, I thought that was a mistake.
Okay, but again, whose fault is that? Is that his?
It's Brad Stevens.
Right, it's Brad Stevens' fault. If you want to place blame, place it on him. Now, will Missoula be a good coach in a few years? Yeah, probably. I mean, you know, either that or a quality corn oil.
Yeah, I mean, if Miami goes on to win the title, you know, here's the thing with Tatum. I get his talent, and it's like a love-hate relationship with this team. I think we talk too much, quite frankly. We talk a lot, and I'm not into talking. I'm into winning. And Tatum sure does talk a lot, and if he's a top 5 player, you don't disappear in the 4th. You don't. You don't.
Yeah.
He's choked.
Yeah.
He's choked.
Look, here's the thing. He had 14 and Brown had 12, I think, in the game. And that's just not going to get it done on the road. But, you know, but let me say this, because I think something's being missed here. The Celtics are about to get eliminated because their defense has been terrible. It's not the offense. It's the defense has been just utterly pathetic. I mean, look, they have been beaten routinely off the bounce. Now, I'll say this. I was about to get into the subject anyway. This was the next thing I was going to discuss. So I'm glad you called, Joe. You just initiated it. Miami's court spacing is outstanding. They are a well-coached basketball team. And it's constant. And they're drive and kick, and they drive and throw the ball back out. And they hit threes when they get them. But, you know, this is a team that struggled offensively during the regular season. But in the playoffs, nobody's been able to guard them. Now, I mean, is Spoelstra a genius only at playoff time and an idiot in the regular season? I'm not sure. And remember, two of the star players of this Miami team are not even playing, Oladipo and Hero. So I don't know what to make of that. It seems like they've played better without those guys. And some of these other guys have stepped up into these roles and really, really played well. But the Boston Celtics' individual defense in this series, really throughout the whole playoffs, but particularly in this series, has been pathetic.
And again, well, whose fault is that? It goes back to coaching. And,
maybe,
you know,
maybe,
I think,
Joe,
they're giving him a pass.
Maybe, but at some point, it also goes to, these are professional players. You know, we can't fire every coach that Miami plays. I mean, you know, Miami just waltzed through Milwaukee, so we fired their coach. Now they're going to waltz through Boston, so we're going to fire their coach. At some point, do we just have to say that maybe Miami's players were just better? You know, and I know that they're missing guys. I get that. But the guys who are playing incredibly well. But the individual defense, I mean, I don't know. At some point, you're a pro. You're collecting a lot of money. I expect you to play defense. And Boston's absolute inability to level off anybody who has the basketball has been their real undoing in this series. This is not just a Jimmy Butler thing. This is every single player on Miami is beating every single Celtic off the ball.
I'm ready to get rid of Brown, and I want to bring in like a guy that will push Tatum. And quite frankly, that would be an enforcer type player. That's who I want. I want an enforcer type player. But, I mean,
you know, hey, the Sixers could have kept Butler, and you could have had Durant for Brown if you wanted him.
Well, you know, Durant can stay out there. But we're just too nice. Well, we're too nice, and we deserve to get swept. We're too nice of a franchise right now, and we deserve it. But appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Joe. Look, here's the thing. I'm going back to this. The individual defense by the Boston Celtics in this series has been amongst the worst I have ever seen in the NBA playoffs. Now, we know the rules favor offense, and I get it. There's a situation. I was rewatching some of the game, and this clip has actually been pulled now, and it's posted separately. You have Duncan Robinson come off a screen on the outside, and he winds up catching the ball, and he's face up with his defender, Grant Williams. Face up about 20-some feet from the basket, 20 feet from the basket. And Robinson, off one bounce, just blows right by Williams like Williams is stuck in cement. And Brogdon is up high on the other side. He offers no help, doesn't try and help at all. And Jason Williams gives token help at the rim and is complaining that that Robinson cleared out with his off arm at the rim. No other defender. Al Horford standing there. He doesn't move. Nobody moves to stop Robinson at all. I got this dude, Duncan Robinson. His dude's name is Duncan Robinson. And he's taking Celtics defenders off the bounce from 20 feet away. First of all, I don't know what Grant Williams is doing. Duncan Robinson is a right-handed player. Why you're playing him to go left is beyond me. You should be on his strong side to begin with. He shouldn't have had carte blanche to drive right down the lane. This is just a glaring example of 3 games worth of this stuff. So Robinson beats Williams badly, I mean, just Williams is flat-footed. Dude, who taught you how to play defense? He's absolutely flat-footed, and he's overplaying the left hand of a right-handed shooter. So Robinson takes a couple bounces, goes right down the middle of the lane. Again, Brogdon's out high on the other side. He does not dig in at all. He makes no effort to try and help. Nobody helps. There's no rotation. There's no anything. And it's just a layup for Duncan Robinson. Again, Tatum whined that Robinson cleared out with his off arm. Neither here nor there. You parted like the Red Sea. It's just despicable. The Celtics' individual defense has been nothing short of despicable, and that's why they're down 3-0. It's not their offense. Their offense is fine. Their offense scores. Their offense always scores. Is it inconsistent at times? Yeah. But the Celtics are down 3-0 because of their horrific defense, and this has plagued them all playoff. They have not been good defensively in any of these series. And they've had games that are just inexplicable, like giving up 120 points to Philadelphia in game one of that series with no Joel Embiid in Boston. Their individual defense. You have, you know, a guy who's been defensive player of the year before, Marcus Smart. But none of these guys are leveling off their men. None of them. They're being beaten. They're literally being beaten at every spot on the court. This is not Jimmy Butler winning this one, folks. This is not Butler. This is everybody on Miami. They are beating Boston off the bounce at every single position. Every single position. Vincent had 29. Robinson had 22. In this game, Vincent and Robinson combined for 51 points. And again, all over the court. If you're losing, you know, remember when Venables came here? And in one of the first interviews I did with Venables, you know, he said, well, look, he said, we got to win one-on-one battles. He said, if we can't win one-on-one battles, it won't matter about the coaching or anything. Ding, ding, ding. It's in basketball, too. You got to guard somebody. You got to level somebody off. You got to stop some dribble penetration. Because when you don't stop anybody, when they can drive unchecked anywhere they want, guess what? They get wide open threes, and they're knocking all those shots out. They have carte blanche to drive at will. They are getting right into the heart of the lane on every single possession. And it's not just Butler. It's everybody. And until you stop some of that stuff, until you stop some of that dribble penetration, you move your lard A feet defensively, you have no chance. And the strange thing is, this is exactly what Miami did to Milwaukee. You know, we watched Miami run through Milwaukee, and we all thought it was a fluke of some sort. I don't know, Milwaukee, you know, Giannis and company all had the flu. No, they're doing the exact same thing to Boston that they did to Milwaukee. The Sixers are lucky they lost to Boston. Of course, you can't lose worse than 4-0, and Boston appears set to do that. But trust me when I tell you, I mean, if you just watch the game, listen to the announcers are going crazy. Because no Celtic defender is moving their fat feet and bodies. They're just allowing dribble penetration from every position on the court. They're literally being beaten at every spot on the court off the ball. And that thing with Duncan Robinson beating Grant Williams, I mean, beating doesn't nearly describe what he did. And again, it's happening all over the court. They're spreading you out. Miami's using great court spacing. And then they're attacking you off the bounce. And Boston is not stopping any of it. Zone. Blue Ridge Electric has partnered with West Carolina Telephone Co-op to create Upcountry Fiber and bring superior fiber gigabyte internet to your home. Upcountry Fiber is bringing fiber optic high-speed internet service to Blue Ridge Electric customers and the surrounding area. Blue Ridge serves portions of Anderson, Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and Spartanburg counties. See if Upcountry Fiber is or will be available in your area by visiting upcountryfiber.com, clicking register interest. Join the network with the fastest internet speeds available, over 100% fiber, directly to the home. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. You can have symmetrical 200 megabits by 200 megabits per second, starting as low as $50 per month. 500 by 500 for just $65 per month, or an incredible 1 gig by 1 gig for just $80 per month. With the fastest and most reliable internet in the area, Upcountry Fiber will surpass your expectations. Upcountry Fiber can also provide HD TV and phone services with fast symmetrical internet speeds, unlimited data, no ugly overage charges, no contracts, no deposits, no deceptive introductory pricing. They treat their customers the way everyone wants to be treated. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at upcountryfiber.com, clicking updates, see areas currently under construction, and where Upcountry Fiber is available today. You will thank me later. Quick break.
Lip smacking, head snapping, homemade meat and three, Monday through Wednesday till 7:30, Thursday and Friday till 3. Home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
There's a lot to celebrate this month, graduation and the end of the school year and warmer months ahead. Celebrate in a clean home by calling Cleaning Pros at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Their patented technology, ZR Water, is scientifically proven to clean better than detergents. Right now, mention me, Mickey Plowler, and The Roar, and get three rooms of carpet clean for only $129. Book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. That's ZeroResGreenville.com.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028. Or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
At Diamonds Direct, we know your first impression of us is probably bridal jewelry. Engagement rings, wedding bands, and yes, you're right, there's a reason we're the nation's premier bridal jewelry destination. But you're missing out if you don't also think about Diamonds Direct for jewelry gifts for other special moments, like birthdays, graduations, sweet 16s, anniversaries. Our collection of fashion jewelry is second to none. Cases filled with rings, bands, pendants, bracelets, colored gemstones, beautiful jewelry starting at around $300. Jewelry boxes across America are being filled with our diamond classics, like stud and hoop earrings and stunning tennis bracelets. Everyday jewelry that you can wear with anything. And know this, the same quality and value you appreciate in our bridal collections, you'll find as well in our fashion jewelry. No compromises. So as you celebrate all the amazing moments of your life, remember Diamonds Direct. Let us help you celebrate with a gift of lasting value. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Details, store hours, and more at DiamondsDirect.com.
$22.50 per hour. That's starting pay at BASF in Seneca. And no experience is needed to earn $22.50 per hour as a production technician. BASF offers even more for experience. Beyond great pay, BASF provides its employees benefits like full medical, dental, and vision, plus paid vacation, 401k plans, backup child and elder care, college tuition reimbursement, and more. Learn more at BASF.US/Seneca. BASF in Seneca, where you can earn $22.50 per hour.
I'm here again with Morgan Coleman of Joan Herlong & Associates, Sotheby's International Realty, addressing such a frequently asked question I know you get all the time. I'm seeing my home value continue to rise in this ever-growing market, so tell me, when's the best time to sell?
Selling your home is entirely up to your timeline. However, busy spring market is from around March to June. And that is a great time to sell if you are wanting to move into your next home at the start of summer. Summer can be a good time if you're looking to get in your home before the start of the school year in August. The busy fall market picks up around Labor Day and runs to the middle of November. It's never too early to start the conversations and prepare your home to sell, even if you aren't going to sell for another 6+ months.
Well, there you have it. If you've been on the fence about considering selling, it doesn't hurt to start the conversation now. Reach out to Morgan Coleman at 864-313-7639.
Anderson Beverage Outlet consistently gets 5.0 customer reviews. With great prices and outstanding customer service, it comes as no surprise. Military Appreciation Month is in May, and Anderson Beverage Outlet rewards our military service men and women, as well as our healthcare and law enforcement professionals, with a 3% savings. Make Anderson Beverage Outlet your home team for adult beverages. Anderson Beverage Outlet, in front of Lowe's and Target at 140 Commons Parkway.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. No, I said nobody. No, really. Know someone better? They don't exist. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Look at them yo-yos, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it.
Still love this song. Texter 706 says, Walt, the Mets getting healthy, turn it around. Meanwhile, my Braves have three good starting pitchers and lose the other two stars. Yeah, the Mets are starting to play better. We'll see. Again, you've got two 40-year-old pitchers, and that concerns me. But some of the young Mets players, the Mets are finally playing some of their young players, and those guys are delivering. Like Alvarez and Beatty. So I hope they don't do anything stupid in that regard. But so, they are playing better. And, you know, Alonso's driving and run. So there's that. Texter 723 says dire straits. Exactly. Mr. Anna Fender says, Walt, these miserable dopes are whining about Brownell in May. Exactly. Yeah. You know, here's the thing. Here's the real problem with Clemson basketball. It's you people. If you're writing anything about Brownell in response to this, you're the problem. You're actually the problem. You're terrible fans. Really, you're just god-awful basketball fans. Just god-awful. You're terrible. You're the problem. Get a mirror. You're the problem. Again, when somebody tells you your star basketball player off of the year you just had last year is coming back and is fully healthy, you should be celebrating. Instead, I got a couple dopes who write me, is the good news Brownell is gone? No, that's not the good news. I mean, you know what I mean? Hey, keep going. Maybe you'll talk him out of it. Maybe you'll convince BJ he really doesn't want to play at a place where fans want to get rid of his coach. I just don't know. I don't know. It's like I always say, everyone, you can't save the world. You can't save the world. Before we get going here, let me tell you about my friends at Blue Ridge Electric Co-op. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op has partnered with West Carolina Telephone Co-op to create Upcountry Fiber and bring superior fiber gigabyte internet to your home. Upcountry Fiber is bringing fiber optic high-speed internet service to Blue Ridge Electric customers and the surrounding area. Blue Ridge serves portions of Anderson, Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and Spartanburg counties. See if Upcountry Fiber is or will be available in your area by visiting upcountryfiber.com, clicking register interest. Join the network with the fastest internet speeds available over 100%. fiber directly to the home. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. You can have symmetrical 200 megabits by 200 megabits per second starting as low as $50 per month, 500 by 500 for $65 a month, or an incredible 1 gig by 1 gig for just $80 per month. With the fastest and most reliable internet in the area, Upcountry Fiber will surpass your expectations. Upcountry Fiber can provide HD TV and phone services with fast symmetrical internet speeds, unlimited data, no ugly overcharges, no contracts, no deposits, no deceptive introductory pricing. It's Upcountry Fiber. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at upcountryfiber.com and clicking updates. See areas currently under construction and where Upcountry Fiber is available today. You will absolutely thank me later. Also, let me tell you about my friends at Twin Peaks. You want to get in 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. If today is May 22nd, then you need to know that National Wine Day is coming up at Twin Peaks. The Lodge doesn't bunt when it comes to wine. If you're passionate about vino, ask a Twin Peaks girl for the bottles and glasses at every lodge. How about that? Memorial Day special coming up as well at Twin Peaks. It doesn't get better. If you're a sports fan, I don't care if you're a Major League Baseball fan, if you're a soccer fan, NBA fan, whatever your sport is, they have you covered. They have you covered at the Peaks. It's incredible. Get out there. 80 high-definition monitors, beautiful women, scenic views, 29-degree draft beer, insane selection of mixed drinks. The food is the biggest surprise of the whole deal. The food at Twin Peaks is absolutely outstanding. Go and try it. I promise you will thank me later. Hey, Ramona, how about game one of the Eastern Conference Hockey Final? I had the Florida Panthers. I picked the Panthers. I picked the Panthers versus Vegas. After the Panthers beat Boston, I picked the Panthers versus Vegas. And I've stuck to the Panthers, and so far so good. They played Carolina in game one, and they played another game since then. But game one, I haven't been on since then. I was up all night watching it. It was after 2 a.m. and we were playing hockey in North Carolina.
Is that right?
A game that started at 8 p.m. It was about to enter the fifth overtime. Dang. And you're playing full periods in hockey. You know,
wow.
You talk about well-conditioned athletes, you're playing full periods. It was about to enter. It was 12 seconds away from entering the fifth overtime when Florida won and finally put an end to it. No goal had been scored. It was 2 a.m. No, the last prior goal had been scored at 10:02.
And it was 2 o'clock in the morning?
It was 2 o'clock in the morning.
Dang.
And there had only been 5 games in NFL in NHL history that had gone to 5 overtimes. And we were on the verge. We were already the 6th longest game. We say we because all of us who were still watching at 2 a.m. are entitled to say we. Gretzky was part of the panel covering the game. You could tell he's quitting. He's done. He could tell he was not coming back. We were 12 seconds away from headed to a fifth overtime, and we were on the verge potentially of playing the longest game in history. I mean, it just did not look. These are two defensive-oriented teams. Florida's a great forechecking team. Carolina's great defensively. Both teams have incredible goaltenders. We were so close to going to overtime 5, and I would say at 2 a.m., I was off that Friday. This was Thursday night. I was off that Friday, so I'm like, man, playoff friggin' night. I'm here.
Yeah.
I got eggs.
I got eggs.
I'm thinking, I got eggs. I got eggs in the refrigerator. I'm set. You want to roll this thing right over into the breakfast hours? Let's go. Let's think and go. I'm ready. I was loving it. There were a group of people, you know, running probably hockey purists who were up with me tweeting about it through the night. But I'm serious. I picked Florida. So, you know, by virtue of that, I sort of want Florida to win. Plus, the Carolina Panthers used to be the Carolina Hurricanes used to be the Hartford Whalers, and they owe me. They owe me so much. I'm just not willing to forgive. You know, in fact, somebody wrote, you know, Oh, no, the announcer said, we now have the ninth longest game in history. I said every Whalers game was the ninth longest game in history. But I, seriously, I'm thinking to myself, there comes a point there, Ramon, it's like the tipping point, where you go from, you know, when you're watching sports, you go, especially in the Eastern time zone, you go from 2 a.m. to like 3:30 or something, and now we're talking breakfast. Now we're talking, all right, let's get the fry pan going. You know, I'm thinking about eggs. It's two in the morning. I'm starting to think about eggs. I'm moving toward the next food cycle.
Right. That's what it's about.
It started in one food cycle.
Yeah.
Right. It started in one. Right. It started in one food cycle, like 8 a.m., 8 p.m. rather, and by 2 a.m. Now we're thinking about the next food cycle. That's how long that game was.
Man, that's seriously long.
It was seriously long. Is right. I got something funny to tell you in a minute. I'll save it. Let me get to Lumbee. Lumbee, how are you, Lumbee?
Hey, Walt, how's it going?
Good, Lumbee. Appreciate you getting in.
Good. Absolutely. You know, funny thing about that game, I'm not a huge hockey fan, but I kind of watch it this time of year.
Yeah.
I fell asleep, and it was actually on the couch when it's, I think it was the second period, and I woke up, and it was like 1:30 in the morning, and I'm like, this has to be a replay, but it wasn't. It was the original game.
Now, we're playing hockey in North Carolina at 2 a.m. I mean, think about the absurdity of that statement. We're playing hockey in North Carolina at 2 a.m.
Well, I went on Google, and I'm like, I typed it in to see who won, and it's still the same game. I mean, it's crazy. I couldn't believe it. I was half asleep, but then I watched it again. Like, and the other game, the second game, went into overtime too, and if I'm not mistaken, the same guy scored the goal.
Yeah,
it didn't take five overtimes or four overtimes this time, but the same guy scored the goal.
It's funny because I actually said, I actually wrote on Twitter that night, I said, don't be surprised if all the other games in this series go to overtime too, because these teams are so evenly matched.
I mean, and, you know, I don't know a whole lot about it, but I do know that I think Boston had like the best like regular season
of all time. Yeah, they did.
Florida dispatched them. So it seems like you kind of think they're a team of destiny, kind of, if you believe in that kind of stuff.
It's starting to feel that way. They're playing that way. They're the hockey version of the Miami Heat.
Yep. Right. But Walt, I'll be quick. I'm a little later getting in. I wanted to be. I didn't get to listen the other day. I know you said the Lions were 13-4. You messaged me and told me that. Yep. I was wondering if you have time to get into it, what were the four losses? I kind of think we'll lose at the Chargers. And as much as I would love to beat the Chiefs in that primetime game to start, I kind of think we might start 0-1, but probably go from there. But, yeah, Walt, love the show. Yep. I've listened all day. You know, hopefully Clemson softball can get that game won, because if they do, you know, we might can do something with them.
Shock the world.
Love it, Walt.
Yep. Thank you, Lumbee. Appreciate that. Hey, let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like my friends at First Class Halt. If you're thinking of buying a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, go in, take that vehicle into First Class Halt, and let them give you a pre-purchase health check on that vehicle before you buy it. And don't just buy it and then find out, you know, you got the one bad one somehow. Don't do that. Summer's coming. Get your vehicle ready for holiday travel. Holiday travel special, only $149.95. Don't get stuck in summer weather. Oil change, tire rotation, 32-point safety inspection. Check the AC performance, operation, in-cabin micron filter. Check the coolant level, freeze point protection level, pressure test the cooling system for leaks. Test starter and alternator system, on and on. Just $149.95. All locations right now. In honor of Memorial Day, First Class Halt will offer 10% off labor for those who have served and are serving in our military. Thank you for your service. Book that now. Purchase any set of tires from First Class Halt and get an alignment half off. Was $119, now just $59.50. The Michelin tire special has kicked in. Get up to a $50 rebate on all tire lines. That's good through June 2nd, so take advantage of that. The BF Goodrich special, get up to a $50 rebate on all tire lines. Get up to a $100 rebate on all terrain or performance tires only. That offer expires 5:30, so you have about a week to take advantage of that. It's First Class Halt, three locations, Greenville, Anderson, and Cherrydale. to serve you. By the way, Ramon, the Denver Nuggets are kicking the crap out of the L.A. Lakers in the Western Conference. LeBron and Anthony Davis getting their butts served to them on a platter by the Denver Nuggets, by the Joker and company. Quick break.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers. Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Are you in the market for a car, but don't want to end up with repair after repair? At First Class Halt, we know how reliable a Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota can be. And while we fully endorse those makes, we know every vehicle isn't built the same. Before you purchase, bring your vehicle to First Class Halt, where investing a little can save you a lot of heartache. Our pre-purchase inspection will let you know exactly what you are planning to buy. Schedule today at firstclasshalt.com if you're in the market for a pre-owned Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota.
Hey guys, it's time to get lean, get fit, and get that alpha feeling back. Get that weight off today with a customized testosterone or semaglutide plan from Low Country Male. Semaglutide patients are on average losing 35 pounds or 15% of their body fat with no dietary restrictions or exercise. Low Country Male offers testosterone replacement, semaglutide, growth hormone peptides, and ED plans, all with easy monthly payments that include doctor visits, labs, medication, and primary care. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
The Coyote NS tractor has everything you need to get the job done right without all the extras.
So maybe I can use my real voice now?
No.
Never mind. The Coyote NS tractor is a no-nonsense workhorse that doesn't rely on flashy displays to prove its worth.
You still gotta do the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Coyote, we dig dirt.
See BRB Trading Post in Greer or Stack Equipment in Anderson for more information.
Anderson Beverage Outlet consistently gets 5.0 customer reviews. With great prices and outstanding customer service, it comes as no surprise. Military Appreciation Month is in May, and Anderson Beverage Outlet rewards our military service men and women, as well as our healthcare and law enforcement professionals, with a 3% savings. Make Anderson Beverage Outlet your home team for adult beverages. Anderson Beverage Outlet, in front of Lowe's and Target at 140 Commons Parkway.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni owned and celebrating over 20 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's Estes Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units.
I'm here again with Morgan Coleman of Joan Herlong & Associates, Sotheby's International Realty, addressing such a frequently asked question I know you get all the time. I'm seeing my home value continue to rise in this ever-growing market, so tell me, when's the best time to sell?
Selling your home is entirely up to your timeline. However, busy spring market is from around March to June, and that is a great time to sell if you are wanting to move into your next home at the start of summer. Summer can be a good time if you're looking to get in your home before the start of the school year in August. The busy fall market picks up around Labor Day and runs to the middle of November. It's never too early to start the conversations and prepare your home to sell, even if you aren't going to sell for another 6+ months.
Well, there you have it. If you've been on the fence about considering selling, it doesn't hurt to start the conversation now. Reach out to Morgan Coleman at 864-313-7639.
Hatflow Company's custom online hat builder is now live. Build your custom weather patch hat from start to finish. Choose from performance, flat build, trucker hat, snapback, low profile, beanie, or straw sun hat. Then pick your color combination and patch shape. Upload your logo and add to cart. It's that easy. The best part, no order minimums, quick turnaround, nationwide shipping, great customer service, and affordable pricing. Visit hatflowco.com and start your custom weather patch hat quote today. Hatflowco.com.
This is The Roar, the home for everyone good enough to make varsity. 105.5 and 97.5 FM, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Love Sweet Caroline, so good. So, Ramona, we're both taking off tomorrow and doing the Dianne Feinstein thing.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for those of you.
We'll take off and, yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Dianne Feinstein was away for like 2 months, and she may have had some mini stroke. I don't know what her deal is. I don't really know. But she came back to work. She's 89 years old. She's back to work at 89 years old. You know, we worry about... Kwok was worried the other day about a baseball umpire being 67.
I remember that. He was like, get out of it.
But we have... But, I remember that. Yeah, Kwok has never heard of these newfangled things called glasses.
Yeah.
but Dianne Feinstein is 89. 89. We shouldn't be worried about her, though.
Oh, now because, this is a bless her heart thing.
Right. Now, so the reporters, you know, mind you, of the same mindset, you know, they're on the same team as Dianne Feinstein.
Ah.
You know, they're with her. And they asked her, you know, about her time away. And she said, what are you talking about? I haven't been anywhere. She said, I've been here the whole time. They said, oh, no, you mean you've been working from home? She said, no, I've been here.
She said she was voting.
Yeah, she said no. Yeah. She's been voting. She's been voting.
I was like, what?
And here the whole time.
So that's what we're gonna do.
Yeah, that's not a problem. No, that's not an issue. That's not an issue. You know. I mean, is there some rule that all the holders of highest office have to be 100? I mean,
you know what? You get really old, and sometimes they take your driver's license away. Maybe you should. Maybe somebody should go, hey, you're 89, you need to take this test.
Right. Stop. You don't need to drive anyway. Apparently, you can teleport. So you don't need to drive. And then I saw this, Ramona.
What's that?
I've got to say this.
Is it a gross food thing? Because I'm limited on food stuff. Okay.
Maryland guardian arrives to take custody of teens arrested for auto theft. Charles County, Maryland, the guardian of these teens, there were either four or five of them, depending on the article you read. They had to wait for their guardian to come pick them up because they were to take custody of these teens who were arrested for auto theft. So here's the whole headline.
Okay. Okay, their guardian came to pick them up after they got arrested.
Right, for auto theft.
For auto theft. Okay, I'm with you.
Maryland guardian arrives in stolen vehicle to take custody of teens arrested for auto theft.
What? Okay, now is that just a headline mess up, or did she steal
that's
her
the real
car
thing.
Too?
Maryland police said the guardian of four teens arrested for auto theft last week arrived to pick them up in a stolen vehicle.
Well, you know, it's in the family.
You wonder where they get it from.
That's right. That's right.
The Charles County Police Department said officers patrolling in Waldorf, Maryland at about 1 p.m. on May 16th, 1 p.m., it's in the middle of the daytime, saw two Hyundai vehicles in front of a business. A computer check revealed they were reported stolen. When the officers attempted to conduct a traffic stop, the drivers of the two vehicles sped off. At the same time, dispatcher took a 911 call about a group of suspects that entered a business and stole merchandise before fleeing in two vehicles that matched the cars the officers were attempting to stop. The suspects got out of the vehicles at a park and ride lot and attempted to hide. The officers were ultimately able to apprehend them without any further incident. Where do you suppose you hid in the park and ride lot? From the two vehicles police arrested, we don't need to give their names. They were both charged with theft, unauthorized use of motor vehicle, and rogue and vagabond. And rogue and vagabond. That's what it says. There aren't any additional words. It says they also were charged with and rogue and vagabond. I didn't know rogue was a charge.
I didn't either.
Four juveniles were also arrested and charged with theft and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. Police said a female guardian went to pick up the four juveniles, but the guardian and two other females arrived in what appears to be another stolen vehicle, which left after the three women were dropped off at the police station. Boy, there could be a lot of people in that family arrested.
Who's
it's a family tradition.
Who's going to bail them out if they're all in jail?
Yeah, well, the next stolen car, they call another relative.
They could call whoever they sell the stolen cars to.
Well, the whole family apparently driving stolen cars. They're putting the youngsters to work early.
Well, yeah.
Officers,
the family business.
Yeah. Officers looking at a vehicle on a nearby street, which reportedly had a broken back window and steering column damage. That's a shock. When the officer ordered everyone out of the vehicle, the driver fled, nearly hitting one of the officers. Got out of the vehicle. Maybe that's the rogue thing.
That might be.
Got out of the vehicle after the driver drove a short distance, and it was determined the vehicle was stolen from another jurisdiction.
Man.
Also in the vehicle were three juveniles who were apprehended. One of the juveniles, a 16-year-old boy, had active arrest warrants. Oh, good. And a 13-year-old girl was reported missing from another county. Kidnapping. Let's add kidnapping to it.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, we have all.
In this one instance?
Yeah, all this is.
Dang.
Yeah, you got another juvenile who's also wanted with active arrests. He's in the car. He didn't get charged with stealing the car. There were four others who got. Who actually stole it. But then you have a 13-year-old girl who's reported missing from another county.
So she was with them.
They were all charged, too.
Okay, so the girl that was missing was found with them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
The three women who picked up the four juveniles earlier that day were charged with theft, unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. Isn't that theft? Isn't unauthorized use of a motor vehicle theft?
It's theft. Yeah.
Is that theft?
I think they like to add all the fancy words. It's a nice way to say it.
But yeah, isn't that theft? Providing a false name and rogue and vagabond. Oh, no. They got hit with the rogue and vagabond, too.
So it's not a typo. It's a,
no,
it's
they a, also rogued and vagabonded. What is rogue and vagabond?
No. I have to look it up.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know what the words mean. I just don't know what it means.
But put together as a crime, we don't know.
Right, in terms of a crime. I've never heard that before. I've never heard of anybody being charged with rogue. Plus, rogue seems, it seems like you need another word or two. You know, rogue this or that. You know, these people are being charged with rogue. In addition to the unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, a.k.a. Auto theft. So police said the occupants in all three vehicles knew each other. Oh, who'd have thunk that? I don't know. It's like we get daffier every day.
It says in Maryland.
It's a Maryland
thing. That's where we are,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It says the crime of breaking and entering a motor vehicle and or stealing its contents.
Is rogue?
Is referred to as rogue and vagabond.
Rogue? Oh, it's...
Or it has a number, C-R... weird looking S.
Oh, it's Rogue and Vagabond.
Statute 6.206.
Okay, so they go with each other. So that has to do with breaking into the car and stealing the car's contents.
Rogue and Vagabond is like one thing. I put it in there. It's like one.
So if you steal the radio, you've gone Rogue and Vagabond.
Apparently.
If you steal the car, you are unauthorized use of a motor vehicle.
Yeah, and or stealing its content. Yeah.
Okay.
If you get in the car.
Yeah.
Just get in the car. You can be charged with it.
And Rogue and Vagabond?
Yeah, and if you, I guess because you're a vagabond in somebody else's car. Yeah, it says entering a motor vehicle and or stealing its contents. So if you don't steal anything, but you get inside it.
Oh.
For what? I guess maybe they have a lot of people getting in people's cars and sleeping or something.
Apparently. You know, it is Maryland. Rogue and Vagabond. Okay. I gotcha. I had not heard that before. Let me tell you, I want to discuss insurance for seniors and disabled with you again today. Look, I just had to give back to you the recurring comments that you sent into our show after using Gary's services. Thanks, Walt. Best Medicare insurance decision I've ever made. Gary's knowledge on the subject is only exceeded by his patience in leading you through this complicated process. I know that I've made a long-lasting relationship with a valued advisor and friend. Gary will even direct you to do something without him if he sees a better outside option for you. Always there for you if you have a problem with the plan, on and on. Look, give my guy Gary Mahaffey with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled a chance to solve your problems. He's so incredibly patient, accommodating, intelligent, understands the issues from both sides. He's worked in the field of Medicare sales for over 20 years. He's been on Medicare himself for over 4 years. And, of course, his services cost you nothing. Really important to remember, he gets paid by the companies. So give my guy, Gary Mahaffey, Insurance for Seniors and Disabled, a chance to solve your problems. Call 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. And remember that Gary's services always come free to you. In the unlikely event that Gary does not represent a plan you want, he will shepherd you through the Medicare process. So take advantage of that. I promise you will thank me later. Hey, Ramona, LeBron James, I know I mentioned this, is down 3-0. He and Anthony Davis, because the two of them can't play well together in a single game. And therefore, they can't beat Denver because Denver has Joker and Jamal Murray, who play well together every game. Jamal Murray is like the Jimmy Butler of the West Coast playoff conference. And LeBron, Ramona, get this. You know, I advised him to stop taking 3-pointers early in game 2. He did not.
You did?
Yeah, he did not heed my advice.
You did?
Yeah, I did. And he did not heed my advice. Therefore, he went 0-for-10 from beyond 3-point line. For the first 2 games in the series. But even better than that, he was entering this last game, and I forgot to check this stat, but entering this last game, he was 0-for-19 from 3-point range in the fourth quarter in the playoffs.
So when he broke that record, that was his ceiling?
Well, I don't know if it was his ceiling or not, but... But dude needs to stop taking 3-point shots, period. He can't shoot. What's really amazing is we used to have this conversation like 15 years ago, and I thought we had it solved. You know, he was going to drive to the basket more, and I thought we had this all covered like 15 years ago. And here we are 15 years later, and we're having the same stinking conversation. I don't get it. But, dude, you lost to a guy. You lost to like a 12-year-old shooting a basketball in a carnival. Stop shooting threes, okay? I mean, just stop.
Why would he all of a sudden do that?
Well,
why
don't you know,
stick to what he knows.
Well, it's just through these playoffs, he's been just dreadful shooting the three. But 0-for-19 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's
quit playoffs. Yeah, quit. Quit is right. Stop, LeBron. Maybe you'll win a game in the series. Walt, tip to the road rage. We're done. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
I almost won a Super Bowl. Derek Carr, the closest he's gotten to a Super Bowl, is buying tickets. He should get at least $35 million a year. Jimmy Garoppolo's not going to get the same thing as Geno Smith, you're telling me?
The Cash-In. Weeknights at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific on Sports Map Radio.
here. Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King starts now.
We're bringing class back to primetime
on the Sports Map Radio Network.
It's got to be primetime.
You are looking live at Tim Murray and Super Bowl champion Sean King on VSiN Primetime.
Hour two of VSiN Primetime alongside Super Bowl champ Sean King. I am Tim Murray. You know, Sean, I bet you had to be thrilled to see the news about someone from your fraternity, the backup quarterback fraternity, Josh Johnson. He's back, baby. His third stint in Baltimore.
Happy for him, man. Jeez.
Jealous?
I just don't know what I did wrong. I mean, next they're going to tell me Chase Daniels re-signing somewhere.
Oh, he will. I'm sure he will. Well, the new rule came out, right? Today, it was officially announced that the third quarterback, the emergency quarterback, does not go against your active roster number. So now you're going to have three quarterbacks on every roster.
Yeah, I got hosed in that one too, man. I remember that. That's why I got cut in Indy.
37.
They had injuries on defense, like Bob Sanders, the safety, Cato June, a bunch of guys over there were banged up early in the season. So they needed the roster spot.